Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. This evening's show is musically all over the place. We're going to try to overcome some fear, get mistreated, turn the key, hear from the Pearson brothers, and play some records for no particular reason. Last month, listener Aaron in the UK alerted me to the fact that Alf Pearson turned 100 in June. I'm afraid I have to admit I had not heard of the singing duo of Bob and Alf Pearson, but thanks to Aaron's email, I'm familiar with them now. Bob and Alf were born in 1907 and 1910, respectively, and started out as plasterers in their father's firm. But their mother was a well-known local singer, and they inherited her talent and began singing duets in amateur concert parties. In 1928, they entered a talent contest sponsored by Columbia and won a recording contract. Their singing career lasted from the 1920s well into the 1980s. Alf Pearson, at age 100, is still very active and continues to sing. Aaron has posted a number of videos on YouTube about Bob and Alf Pearson, which I encourage you to seek out. Just do a search in YouTube of Bob ampersand Alf Pearson. So here, with thanks to Aaron and best wishes to Alf Pearson, are Bob and Alf Pearson.
I'm a rolling along. I love to listen to the whippoorwill and watch the sun creep o'er the hill. I greet the newborn day, and then I'm on my way. I love to wander neath the open sky and let the world go drifting by. I'm happy as can be. Here's my philosophy. When cares pursue me, I'm never gloomy. I keep on singing a song, and though the clouds hang low, I laugh at woe and go rolling along. No need to hurry, no need to worry, that things are gonna go wrong. Like the birds that sing, I dream of spring as I'm rolling along. Give me the moon for a blanket, give me the stars overhead. I'll make the mountain my doorstep, I'll make the desert my bed. I'll spend the hours among the flowers, I'll stay away from the throng. And let it rain or shine, the world is mine as I'm rolling along. My only highway is the winding trail that leads me on from hill to vale. And by a babbling stream, I love to sit and dream. The world to me is like an open book, from starlit skies to shady noon. On every page I find why I have peace of mind. When cares pursue me, I'm never gloomy. I keep on singing a song, and though the clouds hang low, I laugh at woe and the rolling along. No need to hurry, no need to worry, that things are gonna go wrong. Like the little birds that sing, I dream of spring as I'm rolling along. Give me the moon for a blanket, give me the stars overhead. I'll make the mountain my doorstep, I'll make the desert my bed. I'll spend the hours among the flowers, I'll stay away from the throng. Let it rain or shine, the world is mine as I'm rolling along.
Love the storm at twilight, when the flickering shadows softly come and go. Oh, the heart be weary at the day and long, still to us at twilight comes love's old song, comes love's old sweet song.
Even today love song of yore, deep in our hearts it dwells forevermore. Footsteps may falter, will withdraw the wind, we'll wake and hear it. gonna be a great day. Angels in the sky promise that by and by there's gonna be a great day. Not far away, hold up your hands and say, there's gonna be a great day.
As pianist, arranger, and director of the Vocalion Studio Band in London from 1925 to 32, Harry Bidgood recorded under lots of names, including the Casino Dance Orchestra, Palm Beach Players, Sunny South Dance Orchestra, and on the broadcast label as Ted Summers Dance Devils, who we just heard with Great Day, written by Vincent Humans and Edward Elisiu. That recording is from September 19, 1930, and the uncredited vocal was by Bob and Alf Pearson, although the bass voice at the beginning was neither of them. Before that, we heard a private recording made by Bob and Alf with their mother, Emily, in the early 30s of Love's Old Sweet Song. Love's Old Sweet Song was composed in 1884 by James Lyman Malloy with lyrics by J. Clifton Binghamton. What a great name, J. Clifton Binghamton. We started off our tribute to Bob and Alf Pearson with one of their earliest recordings, Row, Row, Rollin' Along, written by Billy Maul and Harry Richman with the music by Murray Mencher. That was from a 78 made by the Piccadilly Recording Company in, I believe, 1929, but I don't have the actual date. A belated happy birthday and very best wishes to Alf Pearson, and thanks to listener Aaron for introducing us to him. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. At the beginning of the show, I said I was afraid I had never heard of Bob and Alf Pearson. Well, here are some rapidly rotating records about some people with some other fears, beginning with John Tobin's Midnight Serenaders.
Thank you. Lovely Arabian stuff that the dreams are made of, yes. And the dreams can make me afraid. Boo-woo. Who's afraid of love, yes?
The big bad wolf, la 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 la. Long ago there were three pigs, little handsome piggy wigs. For the big bad, very bad wolf, they didn't care three figs. Number one was very gay, and he built his house with hay. With a hey, hey, tooty blew on his flute, and he played around all day. Number two was fond of jigs, and so he built his house with twigs. Hey, diddle, diddle, he played on his fiddle and danced with lady pigs. Number three said, nix on tricks, I will build my house with bricks. He had no chance to sing and dance, cause work and play don't mix. Who's afraid of the big bad wolf? Who's afraid of the big bad wolf? La 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 la. Day when fate did frown, and the wolf flew into town. With his gruff puff puff, he puffed just enough, and the hay house fell right down. One and two were scared to death of the big bad wolf's breath.
By the hair of your chinny chin, I'll blow you in.
And the twig house answered yes. No one left but number three to save the piglet family. When they knocked, he fast unlocked and said, come in with me. Now they all are safe inside, and the bricks hurt Wolf's pride. So he slid down the chimney, and oh, by Jimmy, in the fire he was fried. Who's afraid of the big bad wolf? Who's afraid of the big bad wolf?
up to you.
You're too,
oh, you're too good to be true.
There, show me and show me, baby,
'cause I'm afraid of you.
French jazz band leader Ray Ventura and his collegians recording for Columbia in Paris, France in January of 1929, and I'm Afraid of You, written by Archie Gottler, Lou Daly, and Eddie Davis. Ray Ventura was born in Paris on April 16, 1908. His musical career began in 1924 when he played piano in a group called the Collegiate Five, which began recording for Columbia in 1928 as the Collegians. The following year, Ray took over the group, and it was known as Ray Ventura and his Collegians. In 1940, when Nazi Germany invaded France, Ventura fled with the band to South America, where they continued to record. At the end of the war, he returned to France and became a theatrical producer, composer, screenwriter, director, and actor. He died in Spain on March 30, 1979. Before Ray Ventura, we heard Charles Penrose, famous for his recording of The Laughing Policeman and Who's Afraid of the Big Bad Wolf. That was Ray Noble and his new Mayfair Orchestra on October 24, 1933. Preceding that was Fats Waller and his rhythm with the musical question Who's Afraid of Love, recorded on Christmas Eve, 1936. We began with what I think is a debut on the show for John Tobin's Midnight Serenaders. We heard I'm Afraid to Care for You, recorded in New Orleans on January 22, 1925. Banjoist John Tobin played in Frankie Trumbauer's orchestra, but this is apparently the only recording under his own name. Rapidly Rotating Records is now on Facebook. If you're already on Facebook, simply enter Rapidly Rotating Records in the Facebook search box in the upper right-hand portion of the screen, and the link to our fan page will appear in a drop-down box. If you're not already a member of Facebook, you can find a link to the public fan page at our website, www.rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. I hope you'll check it out and become a Facebook fan of the show. A couple of weeks ago, I played You Dirty Mistreater by Kerry Edwards. Now, mistreatment isn't a good thing, but it does make for some good music. Here's Bessie Smith. Yeah.
sweeter when you are loving you. Oh, you look so willing, but this weight is killing. Tell me how come you save it the way you did. Yeah, you ring and you twist, and you can't leave soon enough. And that someone insists they will let you do your stuff. Oh, tell St. Peter you are no good cheater. Oh, sweet mistreater, don't mistreat me so.
Make you mistreat your good boyfriend. Lord, Lordy, Lord, don't you love this little old slow dance. Make you mistreat your good boyfriend. Before he gets you home tonight, you'll be hollering, Lord, have mercy, Papa, amen.
Thank you.
we began that mistreatment set with Bessie Smith and Sweet Mistreater from January 4th, 1927. Next was the only recording by the Black Quintet known as the Bubbling Over Five. That was Don't Mistreat Your Good Boyfriend, composed by Bob Brown, who also performed the vocal on October 13th, 1929. We finished up with Fletcher Henderson and one of his early bands, Fletcher Henderson and his Sawin' Six, which included saxophonists Coleman Hawkins and Don Redman, and Mistreatin' Daddy from January of 1924. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on KISL FM 88.7 Avalon, in New Zealand on the Wellsford Country Radio Network 105.8 FM, and available on demand anytime at all online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com and shamrockradio.com. Last week I played Wadi Da by the Three Keys. Well, here's a segment about some other keys, starting off with Conway's band. Thank you. Bessie Smith once again and Lock and Key, recorded April 1, 1927. Lock and Key was written by Henry Creamer and James B. Johnson, who also wrote Sweet Mistreater, which we heard last segment. Before Lock and Key, we heard Louis Armstrong and his Hot 7 and Keyhole Blues, recorded in Chicago on May 13, 1927. That was Louis Armstrong, of course, with that scat vocal. We began with the only known composition by one Joe Hollander, Two Key Rag, recorded by Conway's band all the way back on July 5, 1916. Patrick Conway was born on July 4, 1867, near Troy, New York. While working at a carriage factory, he learned to play the cornet and joined the band of the Homer Academy, eventually becoming director. He had formal musical education at Ithaca Conservatory and Cornell University, where he wound up teaching and organizing and directing the Cornell Cadet Band. He also created and directed the Ithaca Band, which became Conway's band. They had regular summer engagements, recorded for Victor, and were heard on the General Motors Family Hour radio program. Patrick Conway died on June 10, 1929.
Doing our part to keep alive the music of the 1920s and 30s. This is Rapidly Rotating Records. Sunday evenings at 6 on KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon and available anytime on demand online at RadioFreeWorld.com.
I have no idea about this last segment. I suppose it could be one of those for no particular reason segments. Anyway, here's Cow Cow Davenport.
Thank you. wipe it off. Ah, wipe it off. Yes, Lord, wipe it off. You ain't treating me right, Mr. Neal. You can't ride my automobile unless you wipe it off.
Oh, wipe it off.
Oh, wipe it off.
Now wipe it off.
I keep it shiny, so you better wipe it off. Your toes all in the mud, now wipe them off.
Now wipe it off.
Oh, wipe them off.
Oh, wipe it off.
I like them nice and clean, so you better wipe them off. You ain't treating me right, Mr. Bud. You dropped my parcel in the mud, now wipe them off.
Now wipe it off.
Oh, wipe them off.
Oh, wipe it off.
Ah, don't treat you, Baba, wipe them off.
We started off that odd trio of records with Cow Cow Davenport in his own composition, Slum Gullion Stomp, recorded by Vocalion in Chicago on June 22, 1929. Slum Gullion today refers to a kind of stew, but its earliest occurrence is in Mark Twain's Roughing It in 1872, when it meant a weak or inferior drink. In the 1880s, it apparently referred to a watery byproduct from processing whale blubber, or the muddy sludge created by mining operations. The earliest use of slum gullion as a stew is found in Jack London's Daughter of Snows in 1902. Next, we heard Gullion Stomp by Lovie Austin and her Serenaders, recording in Chicago in August of 1926. The only reference I could find to Gullion is the city of Gullion, Ohio, about 75 miles southwest of Cleveland. I don't know if there's a connection or not, and if so, what it would be. Perhaps someone out there knows. I had gullion and galleon and spent a lot of time trying to find something to play with those and finally settled on gallon. So you heard the 7-gallon jug band and Wipe 'Em Off, recorded by Columbia on December 6, 1929. The 7-gallon jug band consisted of Clarence Williams on jug and vocals, Ed Allen on cornet, Willie the Lion Smith on piano, an unidentified clarinetist, and Frank Robinson, who played bass sax, harmonica, and sang, and who co-wrote Wipe 'Em Off with Clarence Williams. I'm Glenn Robison, and you've been listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll tune in or click in again next week, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.